the parents who share the experience of losing a child, may you find comfort in knowing the challenges are real and you are not alone. Rhonda Fincher expresses this sentiment at the beginning of her new book, Goodnight, Kendrick, I Love You, A Mother's Journal Through Grief. Fincher lost her son more than 15 years ago due to a heat stroke he suffered while playing football.
The book was written really before I decided to write a book, because after Kendrick died, my connection to him was writing letters to him. Actually, when he was in the hospital, I started keeping a journal so that when he got out, he would know what had been going on, because he was in a drug-induced coma the whole time. And then after he died and we got home, I just wanted to connect to him somehow. So I started writing letters to him in a journal. And it was about 2 years after he died, and I'd been writing the journals, and I'd read a ton of books on grief. And to me, I couldn't feel the pain. You know, parents had written them. Experts, of course, had written books. And to me, I didn't really care what the experts had written. I really wanted to read something from a parent that showed how hard grief was and that they made it through. And I started thinking, you know, my journal is, it shows the pain that you go through, and it shows you can get through. And this was 2 years after he died, and I really wasn't through much at that point. But I thought at that point, you know, my journals will probably make a good story, a good book. And that's when I decided I needed to put it in a book, and that was 13 years ago.
Fincher says she wanted to share her story because she thought it might be helpful to others. By reading the book, she says the reader can sense pain, heartache, and hope, and see that she made it through the grief, though she admits it wasn't easy. After adding some narrative to her journal entries and having some friends help edit her manuscript, she self-published her book earlier this year.
I wanted to stay true to what was in my journal, and I didn't want my feelings edited away. And, you know, sometimes that can be done if you get a strong editor.
Something she learned after going through the grieving process is parents who have lost a child need something to look forward to. She says they need to replace heartache with something positive and some joy. One of the positive things Fincher has done since the loss of her son is create the Kendrick Fincher Hydration Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting proper hydration and preventing heat illness. Although it took some time, Fincher is happy to have finally published her book.
I'm glad I finished it. I'm glad I did it. You know, I will probably always think, well, maybe I should have done this a little bit differently or that a little bit differently. But I think I kept it true enough to my journal during the grieving process, which is the purpose to help grieving parents. And there is a lot of information out there to help grieving parents. A grieving parent may choose something different that's helpful to them. Just because this was helpful to me doesn't mean it's going to be helpful to everybody. It's just another tool that people can use to help them get through grief. It's also something that can be helpful to better understand your friend that's going through a grieving process, because you can kind of see that, you know, even though they might look like, you know, their child's been gone 5 months forever, you'd think that they should be moving on. Not at all. The 5 to 7 months after a child dies are actually one of the worst periods of time. So it can be helpful for people that have a friend that has lost a child, better understand grief. Employers, there's a lot of information on the challenges I was going through with my work because my child died. And then I had a friend that read it recently, and he said that really, in terms of just overcoming life challenges, I was facing, my sister was also dying at the same time. She was diagnosed with cancer before Kendrick died, and then she died a little over a year after he died. So there were a number of challenges going on in my life, and what my one friend that read it that hasn't lost, you know, anyone close to him, he said, you know, it really gives people an insight into how they can overcome life's challenges in general.
Copies of the book are available at the Foundation office, which is located at 812 West Cypress in Rogers. The book can also be ordered through Amazon.com. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Kendrick Fincher Hydration Foundation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.